Right now, 8:43 on the ticket. Let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline. He still runs this dial-up sports hotline circa 1983, I think, is when he started it. He usually updates it daily.
With your sports break for Tuesday, September 12th, year of our Trump voting Lord 2017, I'm Ed Carter. Well, my Cowboys are on their way to 16-0, despite the fact that they're hampered by having Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott in roles traditionally associated with leadership.
That's a great leader.
I got news for you. Dak and Zeke ain't that great.
Oh, man.
These guys are serviceable at best. They ain't on the elite level like some other players, like Roger Staubach and Daryl Johnston.
Gosh.
I'm actually surprised Zeke released his hold on some gal's old teats long enough to even carry a football.
Jeez.
Zeke lucked out again this week and eked out another 100-yard game. But still, he runs from scrimmage about half as well as he runs from justice. Do you know the names of Zeke Elliott's last three girlfriends? I do. Victim 1, Victim 2, and Victim 4.
Oh, man.
In women's intramural shot put, kayaking. Back to the NFL.
Jumping around.
Everybody's going around praising Dak Prescott and Ezekiel, but not me. It's time to award my Ed Carter's Ed Carter Player of the Game.
God.
This week we have a two-way tie. The award will be shared by the true heroes of this game, Jason Witten and Sean Lee.
Of course.
Honorable mention, Jeff Heath and Ryan Switzer.
What did he do?
In Muncie, Indiana, municipal bonds.
Bonds?
Back into the sports. Proving how fragile he is once again. The hotline gets word that Tony Romo's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a sore throat. And that's what leads us to this very moment. Huh. Hey, what in the hell's the Dallas City Council doing trying to remove a statue of the greatest general since Julius H. Caesar?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Robert E. Lee was so great that the United States government tried to get him to lead the Union forces instead of that candy-ass Ulysses Grant.
He wasn't the first general for the Union.
I understand it's already cost Dallas $500,000, and they haven't even removed the thing. I guess Dallas is finding out what old Grant did 150 years ago. You can throw everything at Lee. He don't budge an inch. So to all you pot-smoking, Obama-voting, gay-sex-marrying, baby-aborting, nose-piercing, Jesus-hating communist, it's about heritage, not hate.
Okay.
Speaking of heritage,
Spaking.
Allow me to just brag on my state for just a moment. Oh, Texas has shown the world how you're supposed to react after a hurricane. They help one another, respect the law, and respect order. After New Orleans got all Katrina'd up, people was looting TVs left and right, walking through the dung water carrying Heinekens and flat screens. But these Harveys ain't doing near as much looting as them dirty Katrinas. So we're teaching the world how you behave when some old storm comes in here and starts trying to Lewinsky the bottom part of your country.
God.
In high school javelin.
He'll never get to it.
back to the MLB.
We never were there.
Looks like the Rangers are playing better, but I got some info for you and your kin on that team. Rangers ain't going to win crap until they get Nolan Ryan back in there.
What, pitching?
And I'm talking about him returning to the mound.
Yeah, he was right.
In waste management. As a 1986 graduate of Texas A&M, I'd like to know what in the hell's going on with my football program. Let's admit it, we just ain't giving Sumlin enough time to get the job done. I support him 100%.
Wow.
Okay.
Not.
Oh.
With your sports break, I'm Ed Carter.
Okay. There's Ed Carter. The opinions are his own.